The Junior League of Chattanooga recently challenged a group of people to experience what life is like when you live below the poverty line and food is limited. It's called the SNAP Challenge. SNAP is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Most people know this as food stamps. Participants in the challenge were asked to spend 1 week limiting their food shopping and consumption to $4.40 a day per person in the household. I spoke with challenge participants and a family that lives within the SNAP budget every month. While many people see SNAP as a handout to the poor, it is working families living below the poverty line that depend on the food supplements. Angela Ballard joined other Junior League members to experience food poverty firsthand.
I'm the Vice President of Community Impact for Junior League, and this is one of the ways that we're trying to raise some awareness within the league and make us better advocates for our new Seeds of Change initiative.
In the Seeds of Change, you're actually looking to what anyone can do in the community to make it better, not just members of the Junior League.
Absolutely. We invited the whole community to participate in the SNAP Challenge. We always welcome volunteers who might want to work with us at the mobile market or at the food bank. Anytime we can bring more people into the work that we're doing, obviously it's going to help us make a bigger impact on the community, and that's the point anyway.
Have you personally taken part in the SNAP Challenge?
Yes, hungrily so. My whole family has done it. My husband even did the SNAP Challenge on his birthday, bless his heart, and it has been absolutely a challenge.
How many are in your family?
It's my husband and two boys, 12 and 16. The boys made it for about a day and a half. Then they went back to their regular diets. It was really challenging for them. And that's kind of been an eye-opener for us with Junior League. We looked at a lot of different things we could do where we might be able to make a difference in the community. And we looked at nutrition. We looked at education. We looked at children's health. It all came back to the food that the kids were eating. And what we noticed was with all of the people in Hamilton County, more than 60,000 who live in a food desert, many of them are children. So you wonder why they struggle in school. You wonder why we deal with childhood obesity and all of those issues. In many cases, it's not people making bad choices with their food. It's that they don't have a lot of choices to make. Most of the people doing the SNAP Challenge are simply eating on $4.40 a day. Junior League members are taking it a step further. We spent our $4.40 a day in food deserts, meaning we didn't have access to fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. So not only are we eating on less money, but we are not eating a lot of the foods we're used to. We're trying to get some perspective firsthand of the challenges that people face when they don't have these choices.
Alleviating hunger and the acquisition of food can be a daily challenge for the working poor. Often SNAP recipients will augment their groceries by calling 211 to access the food bank or other food pantries. Eileen Rayburn is the Director of Community Impact at the United Way. How many people in Hamilton County typically call 211 to find immediate assistance with food?
The count for 2012, our call volume was over 16,434. In terms of food pantries versus food vouchers, it's split in half, where half of those calls, the response is a food voucher or a referral to a food pantry. We have families calling for basic needs. About over 4,000 families are dependent on basic needs on a regular basis, meaning three or more times per year. We also have criteria to try to avoid the misuse of community resources. We have people that apparently are not using them appropriately, meaning that shortly after they receive a large amount of money for food stamps, based on, of course, the number in the family, that they are calling for food assistance. And we have people that feel that they're entitled to food assistance, such as food vouchers, every single month. Then what happens is those that are truly in emergency need are not able to get those resources. Just as there's a pre-screening for food stamps, we have a pre-screening process as well for people to be eligible for food vouchers particularly. Our goal here at 211 is to manage the community resources in the best way that we possibly can, particularly for those who are in emergency situations or the most vulnerable. In the United States, in terms of population, 17.6% of those in Hamilton County are on food stamps. In terms of household percentages of households on food stamps, that's 23% of households in Hamilton County are on food stamps. Compared to the United States, which is 20%, it is higher, but it is lower than the state percentage overall, which is 27%. In October 2013, the stats on that were 60,953 individuals in Hamilton County on food stamps, 31,417 households.
Wow, that's a lot more than I thought.
The total population for Hamilton County is 345,545. Of course, that's an American Community Survey estimate. But yeah, when you look at the numbers, not just the percentage, it's a lot.
I spoke with a SNAP recipient and a family of five that will soon see a reduction in the amount of food assistance they receive. She has asked to remain anonymous. How much do you get each month in food stamps?
$7.72, but they're going to reduce it down to like $7.32.
Do you have to pay out of pocket for some of your food, or does the food stamps cover everything you need?
You know, you got to know how to budget, and that's what I know how to do. I, you know, get coupons from the Sunday paper, and that helps a lot.
If you didn't have food stamps, how hard would it be for you to feed yourself and your four daughters?
It's very hard. They love to eat. Kids come home, when they get from school, they have an appetite.
Will it change what you shop for, or will it change how you plan your meals once this reduction comes in?
It will change on how I buy my daughter's milk. The canisters alone, like $20, and I get at least like six of them to last me through the month. It's a reduction. I'm going to just have to cut out on some, you know, canned goods and stuff like that. So it should be fed.
What are the ages of your daughters?
My oldest daughter's 10. My second daughter's 9. My other daughter's 3. And my baby girl is 10 months right now.
So I would imagine a large part of your food stamp budget goes to pay for formula for your infant.
Yeah, formula and fruits and, you know, a lot of Gerber foods.
Do you plan your meals out before you shop, or is this something that you pretty much know what to get each month that will fall within your food stamp budget?
Since I've been getting my food stamps, I've been on, you know, knowing what I'm going to choose or what I'm going to get and everything. But now this month's going to be different because, you know, of the reduction.
Are you aware of this SNAP challenge where people spent a week trying to budget their food under the same amount of money, say, for an individual that they would get each day in food stamps?
No, I never tried it.
Even the Chattanooga mayor, Andy Burke, did it. They all tried to do their food budget based on $4.40 a day for each person.
Wow.
I mean, for you, it's a regular thing.
Yeah.
For them, it was an eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So just what difference did the SNAP challenge make on Mayor Andy Burke's meals for the week?
I've had more PBJs than I've had since I was a kid. Peanut butter and jelly is hard to beat. Now, I also eaten a lot of pasta and red sauce, but that's pretty typical for me too. So that's not a big change, just a little bit more in my diet. But trying to make sure that I got enough protein and didn't just overload on carbs. Those have all been where we've tried to find the balance this week.
Why did you decide to participate in the SNAP challenge?
Well, 22.8% of Tennesseans said that at some time last year they had trouble buying food for their family. And I wanted to take a week and at least highlight the reality that many of our friends and neighbors face. By taking the SNAP challenge, we can talk about the food insecurity issues that face a lot of us.
What did you find the most challenging about it?
Well, it's really been mentally a change to look at food on a week basis and say, okay, now what am I going to eat every day for a week? And know that that's it. There's no deviating. There's nothing else that you can do. And so really restricting yourself in that way has been a challenge. Otherwise, I think making sure that you are thoughtful about your meals is a great thing and actually a help that I found this week.
Is there anything that you can take from this experience forward in terms of hunger in Chattanooga?
My experience, I think, is this is a week for me. It's inconvenient. It's uncomfortable, but it's a week. And I know that come next week, I'm going to be back to my normal life. What I want to do is make sure that we understand that this is 1.3 million Tennesseans. It's a lot of us. And as we talk about benefits, and there's discussion in Washington, D.C., and they've just been cut this week, understanding that this week I'm living off of $4.40 a day, $30.80 a week, that this is the reality that people face and that we have to have that in mind as we go through and figure out what to do to help Chattanoogans.
For the Junior League, the goal of the SNAP Challenge was to raise awareness of the daily struggle it can be to live within the modest supplement SNAP provides. For some prominent Chattanoogans, it was just one week that was over soon. But for others, like the mother of four we spoke with that lives on food stamps every month, it is their family's nutrition. Do you think you'll be taking the SNAP Challenge next year? For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.